It's Holden Kushner. It's the Denver CityCast and the Bet Rivers Network. Ian Sinclair, my buddy from Mile High Report, is going to join me. Huge Avs fan. We got to talk Avs. We got to talk some Broncos today. But first, I want to start off with our Bet Rivers special. I am one of the few people, I think, in Denver that's big on the World Baseball Classic, but there are a lot of baseball fans around the country that are World Baseball Classic fans, and maybe you are too, and if you're not, it's a pretty cool event. Anyways, the special today on Bet Rivers, and I am betting this, the Dominican Republic to reach the finals has been boosted to even money. I'll break down the WBC in just a little bit, but let's start with the Nuggets. Woo, the boys are hot. They host the Toronto Raptors tonight. Right now, you can get -6.5 at -110 or just a flat -6 at -114. Total here, 229, juice to -110 on each side. And then you can play squares here. And I'll tell you about the squares again in just a moment. But this is the first of two regular season meetings between the teams. The Nuggets are an NBA best 22-10 against the spread at home. Overall, they've won 7 of 8. Raptors 13-19 on the road. They are 9-3 in their last 12 games, and that's moving them into ninth in the Eastern Conference standings. They're a desperate team. They want to get out of that play-in game, but it doesn't really matter. They stink on the road, 12-20. Now, I want to talk about Jokic here for a second because the triple-double's now -121. I think as recently as maybe 2 weeks ago, we were getting +180 on the road, but now we're at -121 at home. We were getting +110s. Then we go down to even money. Then we're -110, -115, and now we're at -121. And it's almost like he's going to get one. He has a triple-double in 11 straight home games. Jokic has a triple-double at home in 11 straight games. Also 16 of 18. The assists are seemingly the stat that we always sweat, but Toronto is 29th in the NBA in allowing assists. So I'm just looking at this. At some point in time, the juice is going to be too much. I'm not going past -130. As a matter of fact, I don't remember betting Jokic triple doubles at this number last year either. Like the numbers that it went down to, we're talking about a -150. So now he's even better at dishing out triple doubles than he has been in the past. It's absolutely amazing. And for those of you, Kendrick Perkins, that want to talk about this guy padding his stats, did you see what Giannis did the other night? Actually, last night, Giannis going for a triple double, less than 5 seconds left. He's cherry picking. No one's right. There's one defender around him, throws it up off the rim, catches it, gets his triple double. I mean, what a joke. So Jokic doesn't do that to get his triple-doubles. I don't think he'd even do that to get a triple-double either. But Giannis did it. We're not going to talk about Giannis stat padding. He actually stat padded in front of everybody last night. So listen, this is a great bet. Denver also, as far as the game goes, the six, second in offensive efficiency. Toronto is 17th. Give me the Nuggets to continue to roll at home at -6. But I want to go back to the Jokic triple-double real quick because this is reminding me, and if you listen during the Broncos season, we were really profitable for 11 or 12 games betting the under on either the Broncos team total or the game total. We went something like 10-1. And then things started to shift as the season went on and it got later in the season. The difference is I don't think anything's shifting here unless Jokic's playing time starts getting pulled back over the last couple of weeks of the season, which is possible. But for now, I continue to ride this bet. If you've been riding with me, keep doing it. If this is the first time you're making this bet, I would say good luck at -121. It's not a number that I would normally bet. I never thought I would bet a triple-double at anything less than even money, but Jokic is making me do that. So keep riding with me here if you've been doing it. If you're betting it for the first time, not a bad bet either. -121. So both of these bets, Nuggets -6, Jokic triple double. One other thing on this at -6. So what you're going to have to do is go into the app, click on the game, and you can go back and forth a little bit. You can either make the spread. You can make your own spread. You know, Nuggets -10 at plus money. The difference right now as I tape this between 6 and a hook and six. I mean, we're going from 110 to minus 114. Minus 110, minus 114. Not a big difference there. Is it buying the half point? Yeah, but the juice is minuscule there. So also want to remind you, this was cool, and I totally forgot about it until I placed the bet. Bet Rivers Squares is back. You get squares on this game, NBA games tonight. So $20 gets you a square. $50 gets you a second square. $100 gets you a third and final square. It's just like the squares game you might have played during the NFL season or with your coworkers for the Super Bowl. So check that out, too. It's another nice feature here at Bet Rivers. Okay, let's get into the World Baseball Classic, as I promised you that I was going to, you know, break this down. Again, Dominican Republic to reach the finals has been boosted to even money. But here are the lines on Bet Rivers to win. Dominican Republic plus 220. USA plus 250. Then you got Japan at plus 275. And then the odds drop all the way down. 11-1 for Korea, 12-1 Puerto Rico, 12-1 Venezuela. And I love the World Baseball Classic. Back in 2017, it's been 5 years, pandemic and everything going on there. But, I mean, it was a blast. I covered it. Team USA winning. Adam Jones of the Orioles, I don't even know if he was with the Orioles anymore at that time, goes over the fence to rob a home run. First title for Team USA. And they don't have top-tier starting pitching. You know, and Kershaw's down too. You're not getting Max Scherzer or Verlander, but they do have Rockies starter Kyle Freeland. I don't think that really makes anybody feel more comfortable about Team USA, but I think what you see in World Baseball Classic is guys going three innings, two innings, one inning. They're not going to go deep in these games, so really it's bullpen depth more than anything else. Now, Team USA is stacked with MVPs. Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt, Mookie Betts, and you sprinkle in a little Trey Turner, a little Nolan Arenado. This is the most talented offense that any team is going to field. Now, the Dominican Republic, they don't have Vladimir Guerrero. He got hurt, but the Dominican Republic has a darn good offense too. But as far as Team USA goes, not a bad number at plus 250. Not at all. Then you've got the Dominican Republic. They don't have top shelf starters. They do have reliever depth, too. They're going to be okay at the position. Offensively, they're led by Manny Machado, Juan Soto, and Rafael Devers, and they should be the favorites to win. But I'll say this, you know, you're getting even money for them to get to the finals. That's a pretty good number. Now, the team that I think is going to win again is sitting at plus 275, and that would be Team Japan. Now, they have a system where they don't play the major league game. They make a lot of contact. They are the only team to win this multiple times. They've won it twice. They don't just look for the three-run home run, and manufacturing runs has just helped them in international play. And they also have Shohei Ohtani and Yu Darvish. I mean, they've got starters going out there, and Ohtani, to me, the most valuable and the best player in the game. So you've got the best player in the game. You've got a system that works. Now, they don't have the starting pitching behind Ohtani and Darvish that maybe you know, or the relievers, but these guys also throw a lot of junk. Japanese pitchers have 5-6 pitches. You know, American pitchers, 3 that they throw well, maybe 4. The Japanese pitchers, they're funky. They're funky. Now, in these formats, I'll usually make plays on multiple teams, but I am going to throw some coin down on Japan. That plus 300 bet. So that's the one I'm going to do. And I'll end up rooting for Team USA. I mean, if Team USA is in there, and they're, you know, maybe if they're playing Japan, maybe they're not playing Japan. But if Team USA gets to the finals, no doubt about it, I'll root for Team USA. So despite the fact I have money on Japan at 3-1, still rooting for Team USA. Okay, that was number 2 on the front range for the 4 biggest sports stories on the front range. Let's get into number 3 now. The Broncos. Remember when I told you last year, hey, let's bet Patrick Surtain at 50-1 to win defensive player of the year. Why not? I mean, by all accounts, he's the best cornerback in the National Football League. The interceptions weren't there because they didn't throw toward him, but he is 50-1 to win the defensive player of the year again if you want to get in on that. Now, Let's talk some free agency. That starts March 15th, so it's right around the corner. Mile High Report did a cap casualty article focusing on three potential cuts. But I'm going to start with my own. And then I want to get into the three guys that they talked about. Lloyd Cushenberry. If you axe the Broncos center, you save $2.74 million. Here is why a lot of people that are Broncos fans, a lot of Broncos fans want him gone. He's inconsistent. He was part of that offensive line last season. But I'll make the case to keep him. You're not saving that much at $2.74 million. And you don't want to go into the offseason or into free agency in the draft needing four new offensive linemen. They're going to have at least three new offensive linemen starters. Why blow it up and get rid of your center, Lloyd Cushenberry? I think you can go out and address the rest of the offensive line in the draft and free agency. Cushenberry, maybe I'm in the minority here. I think you keep him. Now, Ronald Darby, possible cap casualty? Really? He only played five games last year, and this guy is a terrific number two corner. Now, it's a cap hit of $12 million, but I absolutely love Ronald Darby coming back. This secondary was shut down with Surtain and Darby, so I'm all about bringing him back. If not as the number two, then some depth at cornerback, but Ronald Darby needs to be back. Now, two cuts. One will be on the offensive line. One will be at running back, and I agree with both of these. First of all, Graham Glasnow. Ugh. Listen, you've got to get rid of this guy. One of the worst offensive linemen in the league. 59.3 PFF grade. That's horrible. Five sacks allowed, 10 penalties. I think it's pretty simple. You cut this guy. It's a total of $14 million, resulting in $3 million of dead money, but you do get $11 million in cap savings. One of the three offensive linemen spots that'll be up for grabs because Graham Glasnow should be cut. And then last but not least, I think this is a no-brainer, Chase Edmonds. You cut him, no dead money, $5.92 million in savings. That's a nice savings, okay? He's the third stringer. We know how this running back core is going to be right now. Latavius Murray, back. Javonte probably not going to be back at the start of the season. The team says he will. Just do the math with the timeline. But Javonte should be back. You go Latavius, you go Javonte, you go a rookie running back. And if you want to bring, you know, a veteran in too, Marlon Mack was fine last year and what we saw. But I think it only makes sense to move on from Chase Edmonds as well. That was number three on the front range four. Let's move on to number four. On the front range for the four biggest stories on the front range. Gonna find out in a minute if my buddy Ian St. Clair is worried about the Avalanche, but here's my thoughts on the latest skid. If you didn't see last night, I watched this game. It was frustrating because they led most of the game. They lost in overtime to the Seattle Kraken, folded late. Seattle tied the score up late. The Avalanche did not clear the puck from behind their own net. And then Seattle won it in overtime. So the Avalanche are tied for seventh in the Western Conference. They're tied with Winnipeg with two games in hand. So they played two less games. But what goes up must come down. And after a torrid February, the Avs, they're 0-2-1 in the last three. But then if you look at the broader picture, they're still 6-2-2 in the last 10. Now they're 7 points behind Dallas. That Dallas loss stings bad. They are 7 points behind Dallas in the division race, again, with two games in hand. On Dallas, they have 21 regular season games to play. So the Avs have 21 regular season games to play. Now, again, each of these last three losses sting. They should have handled the Devils. They lost a game to Dallas that they needed if they're going to win the division or even the conference. Now, they can bounce back, but that was a big loss. And then last night's bad overtime loss. And listen, it was the back end of a back-to-back. And Jared Bednar, the head coach, came out and said, listen, energy-wise, mentally, it looked like we were fried. I don't think our top guys had a very good night at all. Didn't look like we had our stuff, that's for sure, slow and sluggish. So they get a day off today, and then they'll be back in action tomorrow, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But I am still buying on this club. Very bullish. What goes up must come down. And the Avs are a little tired right now. The goaltending's better than it was last year with Georgiev between the pipes. They need Francouz to return to take the burden off of Georgiev, who's just getting run out there game after game. You know, this could catch up with them in the playoffs. The one really, really important piece to this team is Georgiev, who didn't have to play 120 games last year. You know, it's just he's a guy that they need to remain fresh. The third goaltender is now down in the minors. There's no Francouz. They need to figure out how to get Georgiev some rest. They still have two of the top seven players in the world, MacKinnon and Makar. They have Stanley Cup championship pedigree, and it's very little worry for me right now. And I have not been worried about this team for the most part this season. A lot of other people, the sky is falling. So the Avs are going to continue their four-game homestand. They host San Jose tomorrow night, game they should win, and a game that I expect them to win. Okay, so again, best bets here. We're going to go with the Nuggets -6. We're going to go with Jokic triple-double. -6 is at -115. Triple-double -121 on Bet Rivers. And then go check out the World Baseball Classic. There's some fun stuff going on there as far as betting goes. Boy, Ohtani is going to be a blast to watch in this World Baseball Classic. So once again, thanks for checking out the Denver CityCast on the Bet Rivers Network. Thanks to our production team, Melissa, Adam, and Terry as well. Follow me on Twitter at Holden Radio. And check out the Bet Rivers app if you haven't already checked it out. I mean, it's a sensational app and a lot of good lines that you're not going to find anywhere else. Good specials as well. Thanks again for checking the show out. I'm Holden Kushner, and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Denver CityCast on the Bet Rivers Network.